I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois and State Journal Register Business Report. We talk about the Springfield job market and what has been a dry summer in central Illinois, that and more. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start talking about the job market in Springfield, lowest unemployment in the state. What's the impact of that?
Well, it's good news overall when your unemployment is at 3.8%, which is where it was in Springfield in May. And for several months now, Springfield has either been the lowest or tied with Bloomington Normal for the lowest in Illinois. Now, that's a good thing, certainly. More people are at work. Now, the actual number of people in the workforce hasn't changed that much, so that's another issue. But in talking to employers, one of the side effects has been difficulty finding qualified workers. And it's been at both ends for both higher level skilled positions and at the lower level entry wage jobs. They're just having difficulty attracting qualified candidates.
Let's talk about the Peoria Road TIF district. A consultant's report says a little over half of the buildings in that proposed TIF are considered dilapidated. So I guess what does that mean going forward for the city of Springfield?
Well, this was the first step in a series, this consultant's report on a proposed tax increment financing district. It would be along the Peoria Road corridor, generally from Sagamon Avenue to North Grand Avenue. And if you drive through there, sir, you can see what the consultant is talking about. There are buildings that are dilapidated or vacant. And the estimate was it would take something like $21 million in infrastructure investment, demolishing abandoned buildings and updating existing buildings. And that money would come from the TIF district ultimately. But there's a series of other approvals that have to happen here, including the city council and ultimately the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity.
And that is sort of what a TIF district is all about, is improving property that in some terms is blighted that might qualify for that. So in some ways, this seems like this would play into the need for it.
Well, I mentioned to some of the other folks here at the newspaper, I've covered a lot of public hearings on tax increment financing districts and the like, and I don't recall many that there was seemed to be unanimous support for this particular TIF and agreement that that is a corridor of the city, which is, by the way, a part of the old Route 66 corridor that really deserves some attention. So there doesn't seem to be any outright opposition to this, at least not yet. Now, the question always comes in, what's the effect on the taxing districts as far as lost revenue, including the largest would be the Springfield School District. But at this point, this seems like one that probably is headed for approval.
Well, a longtime business in Springfield, this one on MacArthur Boulevard, getting set to close. Tell us more about that.
Roy's Tailoring and Alterations has been on MacArthur Boulevard for a little over 51 years, including nearly 40 of those under the current owner, Skip Costas. He is retiring. He'll be 75 in August and just decided it was time. And that business is expected to close out by the end of the month. And he mentioned to us when he started in the business, there were probably 20 or so alteration and tailoring shops in the city. That's down now probably to 10 or so. And he did try to sell the business, but had no takers over the last 4 years. So it says something about the changes in that industry, too.
Well, not only is it hot across central Illinois, it's also been relatively dry over the last many weeks. And that's starting to have an impact. We're actually nearing a drought stage.
You know, the U.S. Drought Monitor has rated an area generally from Havana to Champaign as abnormally dry. That's one step below a moderate drought. And of course, the contrast is pretty stark compared to what's going on in the rest of the state, and certainly in northern Illinois. But it was just an unusual June that way. The Illinois Climate Survey of Champaign was telling us we had areas of the state with 5 to 10 inches of rain, some in that 5-inch rain, and then in this particular area where it's near drought conditions, a little less than 2. So it's been really spotty. Farmers are telling us it's not a serious issue yet, but they'd certainly like to see some rain. And there's a lot of heat and dry conditions in the forecast, unfortunately.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.